Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
See, now, if I knew how this segment was going to end, I could tell you right now, spoil the surprise, but then you wouldn't have to listen to the next 11 minutes of broadcast genius. It's called a spoiler.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, because we're talking about, and I've seen this a lot on social media, especially since the premiere of this season of Walking Dead, which I don't love the show, but my husband is obsessed with it. I sit and I watch it with him, and I have gotten somewhat engrossed in the story. The zombies still scare the bejesus out of me. But so what we want to talk about, though, is this whole thing now on social media that's going out, because everyone posted their reaction immediately.
And said, so-and-so is
and
dead.
And said what happened.
Right.
And a lot of people got upset and said, you know, it's poor social media etiquette to post a spoiler.
What is the expiration date of a spoiler? How long is it okay?
How long do you have to get to your DVR?
Right, before you start openly talking about the outcome of a show or a movie or whatever without really getting yourself flagged on social media. How long should that be?
You know, I would say it would be until the next episode air.
One week.
And that's the thing. Now, that it depends on what show you're watching, because my husband and I will go through House of Cards between Friday night and Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
And so you're done with season.
And most people will watch House of Cards in that way.
Yes.
You can't just watch one. We might as well watch the next one. We might as well watch the other one.
And all of a sudden, I'm getting rewards from Netflix for being on my butt for the last seven hours.
That's right.
It's awful.
And how many pizza rolls did you eat during that time? You start running back and forth to the kitchen.
Who are you talking to? There are no pizza rolls in my house.
None? Not one?
No, there's pizza dough and fresh mozzarella, but there's no pizza
Freshly
rolls.
Freshly made pasta, bruschetta,
who
frittatas.
Are you talking to?
By the way, I have to say this. My wife cannot wait to try the frittata recipe.
Really?
She watched it the other day. Next weekend.
You've been obsessed with frittata since
we did because
it.
I love the way you say it. And there have been times on this show I've just said, say frittata for me, please.
Well,
you know, but now so my wife starts watching your stuff online, mm-hmm. and ironically, she's watching the frittatas. And so she is making frittatas next weekend in our house.
I love it.
Yes.
Let me know how they come out.
Well,
take a picture and send it to me.
There you go. You will be on the tablet
yes.
in our kitchen. She will be following along.
Exactly.
And, yes.
That right. is but, exactly but I, what but, we do. But we digress.
We digress. But that's what we do here.
Always.
We got a nationally syndicated show. We can digress whenever we damn well feel like it. So,
Pretty much.
I had one ruined for me, and I was really annoyed because I'm thinking someone has just stolen something from me.
Right.
It's my 1 hour of week. That's my solace. It's my
time.
Show. Yes. Nurse Jackie. That's what it was.
Oh.
It was the series finale to Nurse Jackie, and it was ruined for me. I kind of knew where the whole thing was going to end up. She ended up dead. So.
Is it?
Well, but it's been 2 years. 2 years.
Maybe someone like me who's never watched it might have gotten
into
it.
Are you going home now to watch Nurse Jackie?
No, because you know what? My husband, Eddie, will never... That's not a show that he'll get into. So
Eddie,
no, we
got to watch Nurse Jackie. Ed said today, you know what? Cancel the weekend plans.
I mentioned you last night, though, and he goes, wait, who? Me? What am I doing? I was like, no, not...
I know, I got it. It's very weird hearing you say that. Because as I was younger, that's what my girlfriends called me, and that's my son's name.
Yeah.
So whenever you say Eddie, you know, I think you're talking about my son.
Like
also,
your head turns twice. You're like, wait, what?
We're going to digress one more time. There's an email a couple of weeks ago, and she said, I won't be able to get together this day to do anything for the show because Eddie and I are going away for the week. And I'm thinking, she's sneaking away with my 13-year-old son. Why? And then it hit me. Oh, that's right. It's her husband.
That,
so.
Yes. Thank you. I'm
weird,
not a molester.
Weird,
thanks.
Strange.
Appreciate it.
No, I didn't say that. I just thought you were taking him down the shore to show him a good time. And I didn't mean good time isn't good time. But anyway. So. All right. So there you are.
We've gone so far off the rails at this
point. We're all over the place. See, but that's what makes this fun.
Yes.
All right. So. You're on social media. How do you handle yourself then? Should you deprive yourself of social media so you don't run into the spoiler?
You know what? I think if you are someone who wants to post about what happened in a very popular series, you need to... I have one girlfriend who used to do this where she would write in all capital letters, you know, spoiler alert, and then she would say the subject like, I want to talk about what happened on The Walking Dead.
Oh, my.
And then she was spoilers in the comments. So if you were scrolling through, you wouldn't... it's not that you would happen upon the spoiler. You would have to click into the comments of her post and read them deliberately in order
That's a good way to do it.
I liked that.
Here's another way. If you're on Facebook, make the preamble long enough so you have to click on more to be able to then see it.
Right.
Where it takes you to the separate screen and then you see the whole thing.
And
well,
then you
so-and-so got killed. This is a shame. Why did they do this? Whatever. That's a good way to do it,
That's a good one, too. Or the private message, the direct message, and just put it out. Be like, need therapy, need to talk about what just happened, in shock, please PM me. You know, like,
we're in this together.
We're in this together. We got to figure this out.
Which was, and again, we're not giving away what happened, but on the Talking Dead after the show, it was like so weird because everybody.
I love that show.
Everybody was like, we've been through a lot tonight, so
Seriously?
We're going to work through this together.
Which was also, and we could talk about that, because my husband and I are the worst people to watch TV with because we're in TV, because that's another thing that we do.
That's true.
We'll be there was a jump cut. Where's the audio? Someone get the audio. Like, we're like the awful techie people to watch TV with. So we're watching this, and all I can think of is the permits required to tape a live TV show in a cemetery. Because I'm relatively certain you need permission from the family of every single person whose grave you were like within 10 feet of.
Yes.
Do you have any idea that, like, that took months to put together?
You got a guy standing with a boom mic on Aunt Grace. That's not good.
You need permission.
Yeah, because you know what? That's not a good thing to see on television either.
No.
So you don't want to. Yes,
I was creeped out by that. Not because they were in a cemetery and like the creepy aspect of a cemetery. Just the fact that like you went through the effort to tape a live segment, and then I had to wonder if that stage was real or was that like the base of someone's mausoleum that hasn't been built yet. Like, what is
that? That's a good. Either way, it was quite creepy. It worked.
Yeah.
It served the purpose.
And then it started pouring rain, and the mic started going out. We were like,
yeah.
But so, they were on it with the umbrellas and the extra mics. We were like, look at the production value here.
Somebody is prepped.
Those interns are on point.
They have no permits, but they're prepped
and they're ready to go.
The craft service table is well stocked.
Because
I've had too many run-ins with craft service tables and television shows that I've done. That's the key. When you're working on set all day, you want to make sure that there's a nice, tasty meal or a snack waiting for you.
Yeah.
And not having people steal candy bars from you or things like that. It's never good.
No.
See, if I'm going to make a commitment to watch a show, I think maybe I owe it to myself so I don't have to deprive myself of social media, avoid conversations with people, cover my ears at work. Maybe I should just watch the program when it airs the old-fashioned conventional way. 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on AMC. I should just watch it then. And if it's that important to me, if it's that important where no one's going to ruin it for me, I get my rear end in front of the TV and watch it when I'm supposed to.
I would say, really within reason, 24 hours.
Oh, please.
To watch the show. No, because think about it. And we know that, again, we are in an industry where people go to work at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., guess what? You're not up at 9 p.m. You're exhausted. 7 p.m. is bedtime.
Yes.
So, I get it. Or vice versa. You're working until 11, 12, 1 a.m., something like that. So you're not home. And you're not staying up to watch it.
What about?
So I'll give you 24 hours.
24 hours. But what about in a situation like this? What if we did want to talk about the outcome of Walking Dead or anything else? And someone comes along and they click on the radio. It's happened on this show where someone has said, spoiler alert, and then went on and talked about what happened. But somebody came along
after the spoiler alert
in San Antonio, turned the radio on, was spoiled, and let us know about it in no uncertain terms. They were quite upset. So that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Social media, you control your scrolling and your clicking and everything else. With radio, you just turn it on. You don't know what you're walking into.
Do you control it? I feel like people don't necessarily view it as, you know, being in control. They're just scrolling along, and if one of your could be your best friend. It could be someone, you know, whose stuff you like all the time.
Well, that's true.
And then they just happen to pull this move.
Hey, by the way, Peppermint Patty got whacked on The Walking Dead last night.
Yeah, right? And it's like,
and I didn't really spoil that. Don't think, oh my God, how did they get Peppermint Patty into The Walking Dead this year? They didn't. So, but it's ironic because we have had people from The Walking Dead on this show that have gotten whacked on the show. We've had, I think, at least two or three of the actors on the show. Yes. Yes. And it's interesting because...
Are we cursed? I hope we're not cursed.
Well, somebody comes walking at us with a baseball bat, then we'll know.
Possibly. So, possibly.
Anyway, so you don't watch the show. Your husband watches the show.
Yes.
So we're not going to have these constant Walking Dead updates.
No, we're not.
God.
I wanted to
thank God.
You know, we had to talk about social media etiquette and spoiler alerts.
You're locked in your basement for 2 weeks. You have nothing but three television shows to watch. You can have the entire series on DVD, available online, whatever. Give me those three shows right now.
Oh, man, that's such a good question.
Give
really
me one.
All in the Family.
Really?
All in the Family, in my opinion, is the best TV show ever made.
And it's amazing when you look at that show and you realize how different the times were then compared to now. But that show changed television.
Yes.
Because we went from simply passive entertainment to entertainment that, through laughter, made us think.
Had a statement.
And actually changed things, too.
Yeah.
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 So, wow. We went from spoiler alerts
to All in the Family and political statements on TV.
I am actually going to tweet Norman Lear this afternoon and tell him that the show came up on here again.
Yay!
So there you go. All
love
right.
It.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.